Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that laypeople can arm themselves with truth in the fight against the evil that is neo-Darwinism. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. And right now, your first two episodes are free. Order now at crusadechannel.com/Adam.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, May 15th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trading Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, Capuchin Dark Roast in whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a crusader with a fresh brewed cup of Capuchin Dark Roast coffee, available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. The U.S. is putting some pressure on China. Senator Richard Burr is stepping aside due to his decision to upload a hefty amount of stock, and the largest mall in America is getting ready to open its doors. The U.S. is upping military pressure on China amid increased tensions over the South China Sea and accusing Beijing of seeking to leverage the coronavirus pandemic to extend its sphere of influence in the region. Over the last few weeks, U.S. Navy ships and Air Force B-1 bombers have undertaken missions aimed at sending a very public message that the U.S. military intends to maintain a presence in the region and reassure allies. It's also a top priority for the Pentagon to get the virus-stricken aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt back out to sea in the region by as soon as the end of the month. U.S.-China tensions didn't begin with the coronavirus. They've been building for years. The move comes as the U.S. is increasing the pressure diplomatically, with President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo publicly attacking Beijing for failing to stem the virus's spread and not being transparent during the early stages of the outbreak, which originated in the country. Senator Richard Burr is temporarily stepping aside as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee amid a Department of Justice investigation into his decision to unload upwards of $1.72 million in stock ahead of the coronavirus outbreak. Burr, who is facing not only a DOJ probe, but also one by the Securities and Exchange Commission, informed Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of his decision to relinquish his committee gavel temporarily due to ongoing controversy. Although it's unclear who's going to be replacing Burr at the helm of the Intelligence Committee on Thursday, Senate Majority Whip John Thune floated the idea of Senator Marco Rubio as the panel's next most senior member. Quote of the day, a humble soul does not trust itself, but places all its confidence in God, St. Faustina. Coming up, our saint of the day, through a vision, he found his way to the monastery, or Laura, of St. Sabas, asking to be walled up and living for 75 years as a silent recluse. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
At the new Founders Trading Post store, we're focused on making you the wisest crusader in all of Crusader land. Now, to help you with that, we've got great deals on autographed Joseph Pierce books, including the new biography of J.R.R. Tolkien, plus rotating $5 sales on my CD features and DVD movies like The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence. To see all the incredible sales and shop where your purchase benefits our crusade, not the rainbow flag waver that Amazon or eBay, go to mikechurch.com/shop or call us 844-527-8723.
Our saint of the day is Saint John the Silent. He was bishop of Colonia in Palestine and a hermit. Born in Nicopolis, Armenia, he established a monastery at the age of 18. He was appointed a bishop at the age of 28, and he spent 9 years in his office before retiring to Jerusalem to embrace the eremitical life. Through a vision, he found his way to the monastery, or Laura, of St. Sabas, asking to be walled up and living for 75 years as a silent recluse. Legend says he was protected from brigands by a lion that stayed nearby. He was known as a miracle worker, a healer, and also an exorcist. Well, you know things are getting back to normal if malls are starting to open, and the largest mall in the U.S., Minnesota's Mall of America, will be opening the doors of its retail stores on June 1st. While retail in the state is permitted to reopen on May 18th, mall officials said waiting the rest of the month will allow them time to implement new cleaning and sanitation measures and also allow the stores enough time so they can rehire and train staff. All dining and attractions will remain closed until further guidance from state officials is provided, according to mall officials. Food establishments may still operate through curbside and delivery. Also, the Jersey Shore can open on Friday, May 22nd, though the number of beachgoers will be restricted and visitors must follow social distancing guidelines. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy announced this on Thursday. The French government warned Thursday that it would be unacceptable for Sanofi, a Paris-based multinational pharmaceutical company, to reserve the first doses of COVID-19 vaccine for the United States. Speaking to Sud Radio, France's deputy finance minister said she contacted the firm on Wednesday after its CEO told Bloomberg News that he would likely supply a vaccine to the U.S. government first because it's invested in taking the risk. For us, it would be unacceptable for there to be privileged access to such and such a country just for financial reasons, she told Sud Radio. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.